HarperCollins presents Hide and Seek, a Lying Game novel by Sarah Shepherd, read by Cassandra Morris.
Chapter 1. Don't Feed the Earthlings. Emma Paxton leaned in close to the Saturn-shaped mirror in the Tucson Planetarium and pursed her lips as she reapplied a coat of cherry-flavored gloss. The entire dimly lit bathroom was astronomy-themed. The bathroom stalls were decorated with glow-in-the-dark star stickers, and the trash cans were in the shapes of rocket ships. A sign above the sink read, "Welcome, Earthlings." Two bobble-headed aliens stood on the G, their stubby fingers lifted in a wave. Taking a deep breath, Emma stared at herself in the mirror. "This is your first official date with Ethan," she said to her reflection. She drew the last word out, savoring it. She couldn't remember the last time she'd been this excited about a guy. She'd dated guys before, but she moved around from foster home too often to ever really fall for someone. But lately, everything in her life had changed. A new home, a new family, and a new hot guy. Ethan Landry. "And a new identity, too," I wanted to add as I floated behind her, watching her in the mirror. As usual, my reflection wasn't anywhere to be seen. It had been that way ever since I popped into Emma's life when she was still living in Las Vegas. For all intents and purposes, Emma wasn't Emma anymore. She was me, Sutton Mercer. Other than my killer, Ethan was the only person who knew her true identity. He was even helping Emma figure out what happened to me. Emma's phone pinged with a text. It was Ethan.
"Here. Just got tickets."
"Be out in a second," she typed back. Emma dried her hands, then pushed through the swinging door, fiddling with Sutton's locket. Her heart picked up speed when she spotted Ethan leaning against a curved, carpeted wall across the crowded room. She loved how broad his shoulders looked in his gray polo and the way his hair fell into his dark blue eyes. His navy blue Chuck Taylors were unlaced, his hunter green t-shirt hugged his well-defined arms, and his jeans were perfectly broken in. She snaked around the line of people waiting to get into the planetarium and tapped him on the shoulder. He turned around.
"Oh, hey."
"Hey," Emma said, feeling suddenly shy. The last time she'd seen Ethan, things had ended a little awkwardly. Thayer Vega had shown up at her house, and Emma hadn't introduced Ethan as her boyfriend. It had seemed cruel somehow to tell the boy who'd loved Sutton so desperately that she'd moved on. She'd called Ethan later to explain, and he'd seemed to understand. But what if he hadn't? Before she had a chance to say anything, though, Ethan pulled Emma to him, and their lips met in a kiss. Emma sighed. "Lucky," I thought. What I wouldn't give to kiss someone again, although Thayer would be my top pick. I was happy for Emma, but I hoped all those love chemicals didn't distract her from the real task at hand, figuring out what the hell had happened to me. "This looks fun," Emma said, lacing her fingers through his when they broke apart. "Thanks for bringing me here."
"Thanks for coming."
Ethan pulled two tickets out of his back pocket.
"It seemed appropriate for our first official date. It reminds me of how we first met," he said a little bashfully.
Emma blushed. This was definitely at least number 3 or 4 on the top 10 cutest Ethan moments list. The night she'd arrived in Tucson, before he'd even figured out who she was, they'd looked up at the sky together, and Emma had told him how she named stars. Instead of making fun of her, Ethan had found it interesting. Ethan walked toward the planetarium entrance.
"Ready?"
he asked as they stepped along a maroon-painted floor through heavy black curtains. Emma smiled at him as they slipped into darkness. The air was cool, and the room was silent. Through the glass ceiling above them, they could see the tiny blinking stars that dotted...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?